Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The United States has been criticised for vetoing a UN Security Council draft resolution demanding an immediate, unconditional and permanent ceasefire in Gaza. The other 14 members voted in favour of the document, which also demanded the release of all hostages and the lifting of humanitarian aid restrictions. Pakistan's ambassador, Asim Iftikhar Ahmed, described the vote as a moral stain.
Let us be clear. This failure will not go down in records as a mere procedural footnote. It will be remembered as a complicity, a green light for continued annihilation, a moment where the entire world was expecting action, but yet again this council was blocked and prevented by one member from carrying out its responsibility.
The head of the International Red Cross has said people in Gaza are being stripped entirely of their human dignity. Mirjana Špoljarić told the BBC that failure to act by world leaders would come to haunt them. Her message was echoed by the UNICEF spokesman James Elder, who described the current situation in Rafah in southern Gaza.
It's desperate. It's enforced desperation. Seeing people on the streets, that universal symbol of I'm hungry, whether it's children, whether it's adults, people I know, there's a different level of gauntness now. This is my fifth time here since the horrors of October 7. I've only been back for 24 hours. In that time, I've been to a hospital, a drone strike on the hospital, heard horrible stories of these massacres that have happened around.
Donald Trump says President Putin told him over the phone that Moscow would seek revenge after Ukraine hit Russian bombers at the weekend. An unnamed senior NATO official said more than 40 Russian planes were damaged or destroyed in the attack. Nomia Iqbal is in Washington.
It was like he was just basically relaying the facts to us. There was no indication whether he had tried to persuade Mr. Putin of not doing that. The White House didn't give us any details afterwards if Mr. Trump had tried to dissuade Mr. Putin. I think it almost seemed like Donald Trump is a bystander now when it comes to Ukraine and Russia. We know that he has said in the past that he would stop the war or bring peace on day one. Clearly, it's not been that easy. It's been very complicated, and we know he's exasperated with both sides.
Donald Trump has said Russia's President Putin has offered to take part in nuclear talks with Iran. The US president made the announcement after accusing Tehran of slow-walking on a proposed deal. In a speech on Wednesday, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said his country would not agree to stopping enriching its uranium stocks, a key demand of Mr. Trump. A sixth round of talks between the two sides is expected to take place soon. BBC News. Students at Havana University have begun boycotting classes in protest against sharp increases on mobile internet fees. Cuba's state telecoms company announced last week that tariffs would increase more than tenfold for those who exceed their monthly data limits. The students' union said the new prices would be too expensive for most Cubans. Officials in the Indian city of Bengaluru say 11 people have been killed and more than 30 injured in a crush outside the city's main cricket stadium. Thousands of fans had packed the streets to celebrate the first ever Indian Premier League title for the Royal Challengers Bengaluru. Janhavi Mule is in Mumbai.
According to eyewitnesses, there were thousands who came with flags and banners and they were chanting. So there were a lot of people outside stadium, and we are told by one of the police officers that there were twice as many people that turned up. The crowd tried to push through a small gate in the stadium. That is when the incidents happened, and unfortunately there were fatalities.
Janhavi Mule reporting. Hundreds of bus drivers in Bolivia have protested against ongoing fuel shortages caused by a serious economic and political crisis ahead of August's presidential election. Drivers said they have to queue up for 3 days at petrol stations and haven't been able to earn a living. Many have called for the resignation of President Luis Arce, who's decided not to stand for re-election. A federal judge in the United States has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from deporting the family of an Egyptian man charged with carrying out a firebomb attack on a pro-Israeli rally in Colorado. The authorities say Mohammed Sabri Soleiman entered the US on a tourist visa and subsequently claimed asylum. The Trump administration pledged to quickly deport his wife and 5 children. But lawyers for the family say they should not be punished for the actions of Mr. Soleiman. BBC News.